Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cave Hill Campus. Crimes on the high seas continued. When we last left the scene of this saga of crimes on the high seas, accused that Johnston had shot Murray dead and discarded his body overboard. Eyewitness testimony by Kempsey continued in the Court of Vice Admiralty Sessions at Barbados, revealing that the criminality did not end with that first act. Kempsey told that two nights after Murray's murder, the captain of the captured Spanish vessel was shot and thrown overboard. Then Hutchinson met his fate when the rampaging Johnson, aided by Price Master Martin, threw him into the ocean alive. Antonio Martinez, in terror of his fate, took matters into his hands and jumped overboard rather than be at the will of the wrongdoers. Kempsey recounted, quote, "The next victim was the guilty Price Master himself, who was chained down by the ferocious Johnson, his hands so ironed that he could not feed himself. The poor wretch expired in 2 days," end quote. Kempsey was also chained next to the Price Master Martin, fully expecting to lose his life to the ruffian Johnson. But when a squall arose and Johnson found he could not sail the vessel alone, the lives of Kempsey and the mulatto were spared. They would later encounter the brig Dart, which had sailed from Barbados en route to Demerara, and being unaware of their location, on Johnson's inquiry, the captain of the Dart directed them to Barbados. On arriving at the Barbados port of entry at the time, Johnson related the situation to Captain Cock Esquire, the captain of the port. Their exchange was relayed to the court when Kempsey testified, quote, "It is most extraordinary that while reporting his situation to the captain of the port and describing the loss of the crew, without seeming to apprehend any danger from the confession, at once, without hesitation, when Captain Cock asked what became of the Spanish captain, Johnson replied, 'We shot him.' Captain Cock, 'What became of Marie?' Johnson, 'I shot him.' On this day, July 16th in the year 1823, the Barbadian published the concluding account of these circumstances. Johnson was tried and found guilty by a jury and sentenced to death. The sentence was pronounced by Judge the Honorable John A. Beckles, assisted by the Honorable John B. Skeet, President of the Council. Johnson showed no remorse, which greatly troubled Judge Beckles, who expressed hope that before he went to meet his maker, he would come to terms with the nature of his crimes and what he was about to undergo. Reverend Messrs. R.F. King and G. Cummings repeatedly visited with Johnson, trying to impress on him the magnitude of his situation, and for some time he remained defiant. Johnson would later repent and lament that he never knew there was a God. However, on this day, the writer conceded, quote, "The severe but just and necessary sentence of the law against the condemned criminal Johnson was carried into execution on the pierhead," end quote. After much spiritual advice, penitence, and prayer, directed by Reverends King and Cummings, Johnson came to a mind where he could entreat those at the scene to be warned and take note of the circumstances of his untimely end.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.